if you were to become the king of Bhutan, what would you do as the king?
Well, I don't know.
Well, I'll put it a little differently. Is there anything about life here in Bhutan that you would like to change?
Oh, yeah. I'm not really happy with how Thimphu's growing up.
How do you see it growing up?
I think it's a little too unplanned, just growing up very randomly. And it's nobody's, not one particular person's or organization's fault. You know, it's just a growing city. But yeah, and I think there are too many cars in Thimphu, too many people.
Yeah.
So maybe if I were the king of Bhutan, I'd make Thimphu. No car.
Better. Oh, no cars. Oh, really? Pedestrian city.
Yeah. No car.
Would you have some public transportation? Maybe a monorail?
Just like a few public buses.
Yeah.
Or at least one day in a week, you know.
Yeah.
No driving day.
Yeah. What do you think that... What kind of effect do you think the growth style of Thimphu is having on the people that live in Thimphu?
I'm noticing that the people in Thimphu are getting more and more caught up in their work, so there's less and less time with every day, each day, for, you know, things that we took for granted earlier, like meeting friends and just hanging out. Like, for example, all my childhood friends who I grew up with, all of them work. I'm the only unemployed one. So it's very difficult to, you know, meet them. So,
do you think they take pride in being so busy?
No. They look at my life and they wish that, you know, they hadn't gotten so caught up with other things.
Yeah.
But then now I think it's quite late for most of them because their families too responsible for and things like that.
Yeah.